This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access, the inside look at the best radio show ever. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf. On this week's episode, we talk Valentine's Day, WebMD, and we've got another edition of What Would Eric Do? Remember, if you want your questions answered by Eric, you can email them to me at charlie@98kupd.com. Also on the show, John grades my trip to Vegas, and we've got a plan to make American kids tough again. But first, here's a clip of the guys talking about executing someone.
In Florida, anyone can execute a criminal on death row.
Anyone?
You apply to get paid $150 if they pick you to do it.
Oh, there you go, John.
I've never wanted to go to Florida this much in my life.
Yeah, so fill out an application. You probably have to be a resident of Florida. Saying anyone.
Well, it takes 6 months.
Maybe not. Anyone.
It doesn't even take that long.
Fill out the residency.
Go to the MVD.
I thought you had to stay in a place for 6 months to be a resident.
Supposed to, but as long as you have the ID, they don't really...
Yeah, who's
going to
call you?
Too much.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to. I've been here for that long.
If I did, I'd wear the hood like the old days.
Oh, yeah. I would do it with the axe.
Yeah. I don't think you get to pick.
Oh, you can't pick how you kill him? I'm out.
Do they have available in Florida?
Local superstar Jim Sharp and I had this conversation a long time ago when he was first getting into the news media side, and he got to witness an execution, and it troubled him. It was bad. Cameron Harper.
I remember.
Cameron Harper, who used to work here in Channel 3, watched one. I remember watching it on TV.
And he asked for years.
It was Media Pass. I can get one. You can get one. We can watch it.
He's like, no thank you.
Yeah. And Cameron Harper came out and said the same thing. He's like, I, as a member of the media, thought this would be easier. He said that was the hardest thing I've ever watched.
Well, in Florida, your choices are roll on one or the...
Did I get to say it?
Yeah.
Do I get to move the lever?
Yeah, Brady said you get to move the lever. If Idaho had the same thing as Florida, you could do firing squad.
Utah used to have that, too.
And the setup is, it's, no one knows, there's multiple.
Four live bullets.
Four live.
Oh, yeah.
The other way around, one of the.
Oh, in the firing squad. There's seven guns, and like three are live, and the rest are
rubber.
None of the shooters know what's what. They just all are trained on the heart. And then
Utah has lethal injection only now.
Imagine that.
And the guy just sits there with a hood on his head, waiting for that.
Ow!
Yeah. You missed.
You missed.
You bastards. My shoulder.
In the Brady Report, there was a report that Florida, like, you can execute.
That you can be the one that pulls the lever
and
or
make
pushes
money.
The button.
And do they pay you for it?
That's what the report said.
Yeah,
it was $100.
$100 or $150.
Call me Bernard Hopkins and get me that axe. I am the executioner. I would do that in seconds.
So, and I think how it works out is there's multiple switches and you all.
Oh,
hit
so
it.
You, it's like you a teamwork thing. So there's
like
five of you.
Getting $100, so who cares? All you got to do is play pretend in your head real hard that it is you. I don't care which one switches. Whatever, I'll save them $500. Look, I got no problem knowing it's me. You don't even need to bring in six other goons to, like, get the ambiguity involved. I will burn that guy, no problem. Just give me the thumbs up.
I have no problem with that. If someone, John wants to do that, it does save money. And if he is fine with that, then...
And plus,
would you do it, though?
There's probably plenty.
Would you do it?
I probably wouldn't. It's a human life being right in front of you. Even though that guy deserves it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It changes the thing.
It makes me want to do it more.
I know. Well,
injection.
Again, you talk a mean game.
Can you?
Oh, show me. Drive me out there.
I will.
I will. I'll drop a DUI guy today just because. I think it's an underutilized situation. More death penalty. We don't do it nearly enough.
Can you pull the trigger? Like, let's say it's someone who murdered someone in my family. Can I be like, I'm signing up to kill that guy?
I wonder.
Can you do that?
They probably...
Because what would it take for you? If it was like something like someone murdered, someone murders Ronnie and you have the chance to pull the trigger. Would you do it then?
I'd love to do that.
Would you do it?
Heck yeah.
I'll
do it. I like Ronnie more than Grady.
Probably at the time, I would say yes to that.
Yeah,
you'd do it?
Yeah, that's what I'm
just
talking about.
Just say I'd do it.
Sure.
I'd kill that guy.
Bloodlust.
Say it. Yeah. See, I'd kill that guy.
I would, I would say, hey,
I'd kill that fucker dead.
Forget the switch. Can we just go hand to hand?
Okay.
Because you could lose that.
No. Well, he's tied up.
Oh, cool.
It's just really unfair.
That's even better. You can just beat the shit out of a...
Yeah.
I like
How about you drug him a little bit so he's like just barely knows he's getting beat up, but you can pulp him.
Yeah, yeah. Then I would take the melon scooper and just make...
And take out his unborn baby.
I'd take out his guts.
Oh, my God.
I'd take out his guts.
I was not expecting this.
And then scoop the thigh area and fill it like a fruit tray, melon bowl.
Oh, God.
Hull him out and use him at parties for jungle juice.
And then the rest of the family would celebrate.
Remember 3.5 minutes ago when Brady's like,
I don't know.
Now he's hulling a dude with an ice cream scoop.
Say it. Say you'll kill that guy. Now he's melon balling the guy.
Oh, I can go there.
Yeah. I got no issue with that at all.
What if it was a friend of yours that just completely surprised you, and it was a friend that raped and killed a baby?
Yeah, go in a second.
You'd hit the switch.
And this whole time he's been hiding this from you, and it's just sort of
all of a sudden you just out of
completely
the
blindsided.
A friend of mine.
Would you go out of your? Would you go? I got to sign up because I want to hit the switch on this dude.
What kind of friend am I? Like, I just can't do it. We're so good. We're so close. Me and this baby rapist.
Well, I'd probably
as kind of
do
a proclamation.
Typical, I would do the avoidance. I wouldn't sign up to hit the.
No way,
switch.
I'd do it
for a friend.
No, as a proclamation to all my
other
friends.
Man, he's got his own. I'm surprised, but I'm. Yeah, that's.
Nope, you scream it out and yell it from the top that I have no ties to this man. In fact, I can't wait to get him off the earth, too. I have no loyalty to this person.
No, I think I'm with you, Brady. I think it'd be hard to. Even if it was a friend and it was like completely blindsided by some crazy
Either
stuff that
you
did, I'd be like, I don't know.
Even if
I'm
you two are kind
of
weird.
How you deal with most of the stuff, you avoid it.
If you start. No.
But I'm just not.
I don't have
even if I don't even know the guy, I don't think I could watch it.
I'd love to see. I'd love to see Jerry Sandusky.
Because I don't.
Wouldn't that be great?
I hope it hurts.
I'd sign up to pull the trigger on that guy.
Yeah, I don't. Takes forever for the death row thing to even happen because of the appeal system and the whole, you know, making sure you got it right. And
yeah, well, they got to make sure it's right. That's one thing I totally think. But with all the evidence and stuff we can do now, DNA, there shouldn't be
execute him and execute the motherfuckers defending him.
All right, Charlie. Yeah.
Maybe that's a little extreme.
That's why they don't have you guys running the charge. That was pretty extreme.
That was awesome, though. It's mess. All access.
What would Eric do?
It's time for another edition of What Would Eric Do? Every week you get advice from the most moral man in Phoenix, Brady Bogan. Now it's time for advice from a man with no morals, Eric. I've got the first one. We've got one today.
Ooh, one I can handle one.
It's a Valentine's Day question, too. So, I mean, we've already passed Valentine's Day, but good for next year, maybe. This one's from Will. Dear Eric, my girlfriend and I are in a fight, and Valentine's Day is approaching. I'm right, and I can win this fight, but I also feel the need to get her something for Valentine's Day. Should I stand my ground and win the fight, or do I back down and get her flowers and candy?
No details on the fight at all?
No.
There's so many things it could be.
Yeah.
Well, jeez.
The pressure's on now, Eric.
My God. All right. Well, that's rather open-ended. Because it matters. Like, if it's like a really big thing, then, you know, stand your ground. Well, I guess the guy should always stand his ground to an extent because you don't want to look like a big puss cake and just give in every time, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. You do that a lot, I know, Charlie.
Oh, that's nice.
Because if you just always give in to her, eventually she's going to leave you. Because you're not standing your ground ever. You're just always giving her what she wants. And that's not really what women want. Women are very more complicated than that. And they're pains in the asses, really. So I would say stand your ground. Go ahead. You could still get her a present.
Sure, like some flowers or something.
Yeah. You got to – here's the difference between men and women. You know, women will hold a grudge forever and ever and ever, and it's ridiculous. Guys, listen, you have the fight – You decide to stand your ground. I'm not going to do this or that, but I still love you. I still care about you. Mm-hmm. So here's my gift for you because you can move on from it if it's not such a big deal. Like if this, you know, without knowing how big a deal this is, then, you know, that makes it more difficult. But you got to not look like a puss cake. So definitely get her something and try to move on from it.
So it's like a smaller thing, just sort of. Buy the flowers, move on, apologize, whatever. Yeah.
But if it's a big deal, maybe it's a deal breaker. Hell, I don't know. You heard our squirting conversation a little bit ago.
Yeah, I didn't.
If she's releasing all over you and you don't like it, and there's no way to stop it, then you may just want to cut your losses and move on.
I'm pretty sure that's what Will's issue is.
Is that it?
That's got to be the issue, right?
Well, then hell, that changes everything. If she's just drenching you every night and you're tired of it, stand your ground. Don't let it happen anymore. Move on. Go find a girl that doesn't do that.
That was what Eric did.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
All your stupid kids and their soft snowflake heads banging into stuff. Now everybody's got a concussion every time they
turn their head around too damn fast. We need dads to get back involved. I've been on this for years. The Single Mother Society has coddled these kids into being, into ruining sports for me, a guy without kids. Need to get dads back involved in lives, and when a kid takes a bump, he gets back up and he tries again. You fall off your bike, you get hit too hard in football, you go in the sidelines, that kid hit me hard. Yeah, you want to avoid that. Learn a move. Maybe football's not for you if this keeps happening. You know what I love about my boxing? It's super safe as a sport. Super safe, unless you do it for years and years and years and you become a pro and you get... But I'm in there and watching these kids, and I go to a Mexican, Chavez Boxing. I haven't been for a little bit, but Chavez Boxing, you see these Mexican kids, these city kids, who haven't been overwhelmed yet. That's what we're going to be taken over by. Tough city kids, because they're in there taking shots in the melon, and the younger ones are like, nah, I don't like it. And the dad's like, well, then get out of the way. They don't stop. They don't do anything. And even the Mexican moms are like, you better hit him back. You're going to keep getting hit in the head, then you're going to lose. They don't sit and go, oh, my poor little precious Trevor. Oh, Shiloh, you poor... Nope. It's Juan still. Mexican families have not gone to the hipster crackhead names that white people have to coddle their kids. Those little Mexican kids are training to beat up your little Skyler and Shiloh. And they're doing it with their moms in the corner saying, you better not get hit back. Bob and we. Huffing your kids up a little bit, for God's sake, so they stop with this.
It's too slow. It's too boring. I get hurt.
Sports are being ruined by no dads in the house. Let a dad step in and say, yep, you fell off your bike.
I should wear armor.
No, you shouldn't. You should stop falling off your bike. Maybe that'd help. I think suggestion one is don't fall off it anymore. If your kid keeps falling off his bike, you didn't teach him to ride a bike very well. Or he's a daredevil. You gotta like having one of those. There's always a neighborhood daredevil. I was not that kid. Were you the daredevil in your neighborhood? I was not.
No.
Not at all.
Not too much.
I was the kid who watched the Daredevil.
I did a couple of stupid things.
And then they called. I did too, because I was trying to follow the Daredevil.
Yeah.
And then I fell off the bike, and I had learned from my dad, well, either do it again and don't fall off, or stop doing it.
Let's make our kids tough again.
But we don't have any kids, and I don't want any with you.
I mean America's kids.
Ah, all of them?
You were talking about how they were all pusscakes the other day.
Oh, they're fucking horrible. The whole group. The whole lot of them. Worse than it's ever been. But imagine each generation has to feel that the one behind them is pussy, is huge pussies.
In the clip, you brought up the single mom households. That's what you blamed. Yeah, yeah. Lack of the male father figure. My idea for how we make our kids tough again.
Yeah.
We send you around to just bully the shit out of kids.
Yeah, I think bullies are necessary.
And you bully them, you know, single for hire. Basically,
don't get me started on the bully shit
Set a whole program, right? And it's just older men that are paid to come to single parent households and just sort of bully kids
and
into
being
tough. Just
kind of let them know you're being a baby. Like you see an opportunity to kind of go, what's that? Call them out on their bullshit more than bully them. I like the bullying idea. I think bullies are natural.
Or just, numbnuts, get off the tablet. Let's go outside.
Fucking school. Yes. Fucking school. My brother-in-law's son, they're teaching bullying right now, like how bad bullying is. And everything now in his mind, because he's been indoctrinated in this mess, is bullying. If he doesn't like it, you're bullying him. And bullying is wrong. You can't tell this kid anything he doesn't like, and he runs to saying, I'm being bullied. I'm like, that's not what a bully is. A bully is a kid who comes up and physically threatens you, or you do something for him, or he's going to kick your ass. That's a bully. A bully isn't a guy who says, you're ugly. Okay, sticks and stones. What happened to fucking sticks and stones? There's none of it.
It's bizarre. I mean,
and you're young,
like,
Charlie.
I know.
Like, this shouldn't bother you yet. So it's proof that it's not old man on the porch.
Yeah.
If 26-year-old dudes are like, there's something not right.
And there are some puss cakes in my age group too.
Ridiculous.
But I like this idea that
I
have here.
I don't mind that. I think
it's
that's
make
pretty
our
good
kids tough again. We get some sort
like
of business
school
plan. Yeah, it's like a bully school.
Yeah, you come and toughen your kid up with a we'll call it father figure. Yeah, we toughen up your kids. You take them to father figure. Because they don't have a male influence in their life a lot.
Yeah.
And you open it up, and then, like, there's football drills inside.
Boom.
And all sorts of
any sort of things. Yeah.
And tough guy stuff. And you toughen up your kid.
Yeah. This plan, it could work. Because
I like father figure.
The big problem is the amount of paperwork we're going to have, like, waivers.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
We will not accept phone
him
calls from the mom.
Yeah.
If mentally he feels a little bit down, I'm not hearing about it.
but I don't want him to get yelled at.
Then you've come to the wrong place.
Father figures.
Father figures. I like this.
Make
fuck yeah.
Make our kids tough again.
And then finally, I can be like your real father when I'm fucking your mom.
Okay. I walked right into that one.
Father figures works. HMS All Access.
HMS All Access. Happy Valentine's Day. So intoxicating is the Valentine. I drove right past my exit this morning. I was just love in the air, just hearts
engulfed
bubbling.
Engulfed in flames.
Engulfed, yes. Car was ablaze. I definitely hit something. I don't know.
You were just thinking about what you're going to do for Megan.
So tired. I'm so tired from all the thought that's gone into Valentine's and my anniversary yesterday and all these things. And oh, my goodness, what a marvelous time it is to be robbed by a greeting card company.
I got into the car, and there's a little Valentine's in the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah, you've
very
got
nice.
It. Because, and you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Because
thank you
without the pressure we put on, you would still be getting treated like second-class citizen in that house here. So now you're getting
no longer
every couple seconds.
Now you're the man.
She recognized
where
her bread is buttered. And she's starting to hand it over. And you probably got her something really nice.
You're never in coach, Brady. You're always the pilot.
That's right.
She goes
right.
to coach.
Yeah, you put her where you want her.
Man, that was beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the card said on Eric's Valentine's card to Lisa. I'm the pilot. You are in coach if I want you in coach. Enjoy it.
Sit down and wait for announcements.
That's right. Buckle up, baby.
That's right. Happy 14th day of Black History Month is all it said on there. Confusing.
It's Valentine's Day, which means I'm going to spend 24 hours inside your mama's butthole.
Perfect. Exactly what I wanted to get into Valentine's Day. How do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day with your wives?
I don't.
Good for you.
Yeah, because my anniversary is February 13th.
Oh, well, so you don't happy anniversary then.
And it's great because if you think about it, your anniversary, like Brady's is in June. So Brady's is in June. So we say Brady's got to buy his present in June and he's hooked on Valentine's Day. Mine, right next to each other, it's like it's dumb. We can't
double
up.
You kind of already
up.
Done something for your anniversary.
But it doesn't matter. You just won't double up. It's right on top of each other. That's stupid to get each other a gift for each one.
We went out to dinner on the 11th.
Oh, so you already did. You already took care of your Valentine's stuff.
We did, but this year is kind of, you know, I mean, my parents are coming out. Your grandmother and grandfather.
Grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather's coming. My grandfather sells cocaine by the gram.
By the gram.
He's the grandfather.
So the grandfather comes out.
Yes. Well, Brady, was that dinner on February 11th, was that actually Valentine's Day or was that just the makeup of your botching your birthday?
Good point.
That was Valentine's.
So, okay. If I were you, I would have just like held out on Valentine's Day or gone out, taken her out to Valentine's Day, get the meal comped by...
Oh,
the restaurant.
Should have told me I'd have bought your meal just to start that over.
Yeah.
John's
and then
got this.
You basically just...
I blew it.
Yeah. Huge missed opportunity.
Yeah. I could have really sent a message of how shitty a gift it was for your birthday. Even though she's made good, you really put it in the face of the person who did it. Like, whoa, that does kind of make you feel like nobody gives a shit. Good move, Charlie. You're learning
we
strong.
We could do it.
Well, yeah.
I could at least set it up like it's done that way in Vegas.
That somebody kicked in.
This
is another Valentine's thing.
Well, we're
for the
going
weekend?
To Vegas this weekend.
Oh, are you really?
So Valentine's dinner.
Are you
Valentine's
taking my grandfather?
My goodness.
No.
I was going to say.
No.
I don't think Vegas is his place.
Just your grandmother. Yeah. It's just Bunny and I this weekend.
She's going to feed her chocolate covered strawberries and stuff roses in her butt.
Why are you weird? Why are you the way that you are?
I'm going to fuck my mom finally for Valentine's. No, just Ronnie and I.
Just thinking of her eating those. Dick-shaped strawberries dipped in chocolate, and Brady's the catalyst for that happening. Think of your sweet grandma opening those little nipple dicks.
Nope.
Ooh.
The sooner you recognize the chocolate-covered strawberries.
Gourmet
I know. They're good for a lover.
Chocolatey goodness.
That's great for the one you love that you want to see their lips wrap around the end of a tip of a dick. Nowhere online does it say, get your mom some chocolate-dipped dicks for her.
So when I go to the grocery store...
Would you get those for Kirby for her birthday? A box of chocolate-dipped strawberries?
Yeah.
Then you want to fuck your kid, too, because it's dirty sex present. Most erotic foods. Number one on every list, chocolate-dipped strawberries. It's never been used as like, what a delicious treat. Boy, here, kids, eat one of these, youngster.
Get your fruits.
If I'm in the hallway and I've got a box of chocolate-dipped strawberries...
Yeah.
And somebody comes down the hall, and, hey, this is my son, George.
hey, George, take a bite of this. And you saw me in the hall and you couldn't hear what was going on. And I'm feeding a kid a chocolate dipped strawberry. You're thinking, what the fuck is going on out there? It's not, oh, that kid enjoys treats.
You know what? You've talked me into it. The next time I see Kirby, pick one of those up.
Yeah.
Stop it right away.
Knock it off.
No, she can eat them all she wants. You can't give them to her.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
I know we went over Rubes and Vegas and stuff.
Yeah, you get your...
So I had my Vegas trip, and I kind of wanted you to rate some of these activities on a scale of 1 to 10 on their rubiness.
On the Rube scale.
Yeah, on the Rube scale.
All right.
The Rubik scale.
Okay, let's have it.
Going to dinner at Camelot in Excalibur.
Rube. Even though it's great the nicest food. Place in Excalibur.
Yeah.
It's being in Excalibur automatically makes you a Rube. It's the food's good there, but that's a it's a Rube casino and place to stay.
All right, going to see Absinthe outside of Caesars.
Not a Rube. That's a good move. That's a high-end move. The shows are all high-end moves. Usually it's pretty solid. Absinthe is a good one too.
It's a great show.
I hear it's great.
It was really cool.
And those are good ones. Those are not a Rube move. I'd say it's probably a 7 on the non, or so we go 3 on the Rubes.
Okay.
Because you're going to end up with some Rubes in there, but for the most part, 3.
Playing $15 blackjack at MGM.
Not a Rube.
$15 a hand?
Not a Rube. Okay. Nice, yeah.
Because I thought you were saying that like the fifth lower ones were like
five,
that. But
5 and lower is Rube moves. Anything over that, 10 bucks, something like that, you're playing. Put that about a 4.5, 5
four
on
and
the
half
Rube.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay,
not
cool.
Bad. Not bad.
I mean, this is good for everyone to just know, like, you can use this Rube scale for the rest.
Right. Am I being a touristy weirdo Rube or am I enjoying this?
Right. Getting drinks at the Cosmo.
Douchey, different scale. Not a Rube move.
Not
so
a Rube
it's like
move.
A 3 on the Rube thing because you actually paid for drinks at the Cosmo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's $45 for two people for two drinks.
Well, the only reason we win is because I love a good Moscow Mule, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Garrett looks up best Moscow Mules in Vegas, and
I'll
one was
where.
At this one place.
Alibi inside Aria. It's a bar right in the middle of Aria. You can't really miss, though, but you're paying top dollar when you pay for drinks.
Sure. Yeah. We had some fun, though. We saw people get cited for prostitution, I think, at Pulled
Inside
Away.
Inside Cosmo?
Oh, yeah. Like this two guy manager walks over with two cops, and it was hilarious. One of the cops has these black gloves on, like Under Armour, almost like receiver gloves. And the other cop, as they're like walking over, he's like almost joyfully putting on his pair of black gloves. So they both walk over and they grab the two girls. They tell them both, put your phones in your purses, get them out here, and they pulled them away because they were sitting there with two guys earlier.
People forget cops. Especially with the prostitution thing, a lot of the times I have to have those gloves up inside some hooker pussy to pull out chips and like contraband.
I mean, I guess you would want those receiver gloves just snatch everything in
there. Yeah, everything sticks to them. You don't really have to spend a lot of time in the hooker puss and you pull it out.
Snatch everything in there.
Snatch
what I did
hooker
there?
Pussy. All in the same sentence.
Okay, last one. Playing $10 blackjack on Fremont Street.
It's become less of a Rube move and more of just a rite of passage your first time in Vegas to go to Fremont.
It was light shows.
The problem with Fremont is, like, the regular strip, you might have a drunk guy, you know, lean on you. You might accidentally get spit on or something.
Mm-hmm.
Fremont Street, you're probably going to get cummed on almost every time. If you hang around there too long, you're going to reach in your pocket. What's on my... somebody cummed on me. It's Fremont Street. You're going to get cummed on. I think that's actually, as you walk on the street, it says that. Welcome to Fremont Street. You're going to get cummed on.
It was amazing. Fremont Street was something else. Everything was explained. I was sort of like wondering what it was. People sort of gave me a hint of like it's like a dive bar-y Vegas, right? And it all came clear with the amount of Browns jerseys I saw. Because it's like this is where Cleveland belongs.
It's Cleveland and Vegas. The food's not as good. Everything smells a little different. It's like your grandma's basement. If Vegas had a basement, it would be Fremont. We're all going to die of cancer.
Are we?
Sure.
All of us?
Probably. Brady's heart disease, but most likely all of us.
I'm going to beat it.
Prediction.
I'm going to beat
You'll
cancer,
be cancer
with, heart,
with
disease.
Heart disease. Heart disease will trump it.
How will Toledo die?
Probably bore himself to sleep. Never wake up again.
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. Actually, here's my guess for Toledo. He's going to get buried alive. People just assume he's dead, and he's like, wait a minute. Even he'll be telling
himself, wait.
Put him in the ground because he's been gone for a while.
That, or he'll just fall in the forest.
Right, and no one will hear it. Another one, Brady.
Thank you.
You're on fire. These lawnmower man jokes are great.
My blood work came back. It was all aces, but every time they start talking about my liver, your liver numbers, I'm just waiting. I'm like, oh, my God.
This is the day. Here's
my
the
fingers.
Day.
Here you go. They're great.
Come what?
Come on.
Shut up. You're lying.
You need to double down then, Eric.
Hey, your liver's been exercised for years. Yeah. It's good.
I guess.
It's seen it all.
Yeah.
I've had this throat deal since Ryan Bader accidentally punched me. So when I went to the doctor, he's got a swollen lymph node. Stop touching it and messing around. It'll go away with the antibiotics and stuff. And then she always throws that thing, unless it's something else. So come back and see me in 7 days. So, all right. So last night, for no reason, I went on swollen lymph node behind my voice box. Oh,
why?
My God.
Why?
I've got seven forms
got
of
everything.
Ovarian cancer. I developed some sort of I have toxic shock, I think, somewhere. I don't know how that happened.
Take it out.
Oh, it's terrible.
You cannot use the internet for this.
No. Every ounce of me has cancer because of this. And and I go to this chat room.
I'm telling you, go with pads.
So, eventually, that's what they told me. So I'm keeping it in mind.
All this stuff is for psycho chicks.
It's what it was.
That put their info in
there. The chat room was, I've experienced the symptom of a swollen lymph node. The antibiotics have done nothing. It's gone on for months. The next person's like, last time I had that happen, the doctor said it was nothing. I went back 4 months later because my stomach hurt and it had spread to my stomach. I had stage 4 cancer in 5 places in my body. And I'm like,
I'm dying.
And you know what I think it is? I think it's doctors trolling that.
Yeah, so do
and
I.
Putting that in there
oh,
to get people to come in.
Scare them.
It's true.
I wouldn't, yeah. It's
scare you into it.
I had everything.
We're gonna do some
tests. Everything.
That'll be $5,000.
And I ignored like the symptoms that I was completely, I have it all. It's laryngeal. It's esophageal cancer. It's thyroid cancer. It's lymph node cancer. Hey, it's chest.
Nice knowing you.
It's terrible. It's all of it.
Colon.
Yeah. Ovarian. Colon.
WebMD. You guys were talking about WebMD the other day.
Quit going on Web. I had ovarian cancer.
Yeah, right.
I had sickle cell.
You got
I
like
had
7 different kinds of cancer, and then it's like, oh, you might also have the flu.
Yeah, I had polio. And what it turns out is I get punched in the throat.
Yeah.
Like right. I knew. But, yeah, and the fact it's still kind of there making me think about it now. Ugh.
Well, how often do you go on WebMD when you have something wrong with you?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. I have sore shoulders. Also, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Somehow.
Like the first thing comes to, it is. It's like a rare symptom of that. So I'm like, that's what I've got.
I think it automatically just defaults to you've got cancer.
Cancer. Like because WebMD, you know why? I think it's designed to make you go to the doctor.
Right.
Like it gives you the worst, oh, that's AIDS. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. As a computer diagnosis, you have the AIDS. And it's full blown. You skipped HIV. And then you go to the doctor to find out, no.
Right. I mean. Those med bills, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got. Shut down WebMD. We save America's health system.
It's our fault because WebMD is like the first two. Like they'll give you 10 symptoms of the disease. And if you see 2 that you have, you focus in on those.
Right.
But the other ones are like constant diarrhea, loss of vision. Oh, no, that matters. I've got these 2, though.
But those
they're
2.
Bad as shit. Yeah. Yeah. Desire to shoot a gun. I don't have any of that stuff. Look, I've had toxic shock syndrome. I don't even know how I did it, but evidently I've got to stop putting tampons in me because that's when my throat hurts. It's terrible.
It's dangerous.
Oh, it's completely.
I mean, I quit doing it, I think, in college because I started pulling them up and I'm like,
but look what
oh
happened
my
to you.
God. And then, yeah, I did get meningitis.
You ended up with like the worst thing ever.
It's true.
So I'm going to go look again because I stopped looking and ended up with meningitis.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, that's a good point.
What was meningitis? What are the symptoms?
I mean, you got headache, stiff neck.
Got that.
Stomach ache.
Nope.
I had this thing, when it gets really bad and you don't address it right away, like your capillaries around will start bursting. So like, it looks like you're bruising. It almost looks like you're a leper.
No shit.
Yeah, like I got a scar on my knee because one was like an open wound almost.
Oh my God.
It was pretty gnarly.
And you didn't WebMD any of that?
I mean, I was so out of it and like delirious that there was not much going on.
You were almost dead.
I wasn't even really thinking.
WebMD, it would have saved you from that. Like the first time I saw my skin start to burst on its own. I'd probably hit the internet once.
I had them on my legs, my feet.
Leper-like
it was gnarly.
Sores. Well, after I get my drink on, I might check this out. Is it a thing where you get it once, you can't get it again?
Well, like, there are 7 strains. Measles? There are 4 bacterial and 3 viral strains of meningitis.
Oh, geez.
And so like when you get the vaccine, you're covered from the viral strains, obviously, right?
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
You can still get the bacterial strains. And so I got one of the bacterial strains, but I can't get that one again. I could
so
get
it
one
can't
of the,
happen twice.
I could get one of the other bacterial strains. Or it's 4 viral, 3 bacterial.
Collect all 3.
I'm immune to 5 of the 7 strains. It's one of my best attributes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I would put that on my Match.com profile.
Oh, I think that's going to go on my Twitter profile now.
Charlie Wolf, I'm about 6'1".
pushing about 208, thinking to myself, you're interested in my health. Well, I'm immune to most strains of meningitis.
More than you, probably.
And yeah, that's all you really need to know.
That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. If you have a question for What Would Eric Do, you can email charlie@98kupd.com and have your question read on next week's episode. For everything else, Holmberg's Morning Sickness, and other podcasts, you can visit podcastone.com or download the Podcast One app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HMS All Access.